This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence Sunday night to protest their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The word they are chanting is resignation. Public fury has erupted in Tehran, piling pressure on Iran's leadership after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. All 176 on board were killed in Wednesday's missile strike, and many were Iranians. On Sunday, Tehran residents said police had stepped up their presence. But the criticism is not only coming from the public. At least two moderate newspapers on Sunday said those responsible for the tragedy should resign. But the press attacks and public outcry add to challenges already facing Iran's establishment, which in November saw the country's bloodiest unrest since the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Americans deserve and expect a fair impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hampen.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the speaker says a fair Senate trial should include witnesses and documentation.
To either do that or pay a price.
Pelosi says the House will vote this week to send articles of impeachment to the Senate, ending a more than three-week delay.
We wanted the public to see the need for witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened, documentation.
President Trump is facing charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It will be only the third impeachment trial in the history of the United States. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.